the 3M Technical Community, where we reject the ordinary, share ideas fearlessly, and discover opportunity in unexpected places.
So I'm Rochelle Lockridge, and I'm here again with John Woodworth. We are continuing our discussion. Last time we talked about vignettes and got into some other things about presenting data, other types of presentations, digital presentations. And I had also wanted him to talk about storytelling specific. We went into some of it in our last podcast, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about it. You were talking about you had storytelling as a child, mm-hmm. and so you just want to...
And how do you use storytelling in a professional setting?
Yeah, in a professional setting.
So, okay, so here's my theory. Again, only we're a species that's almost a million years old. I mean, Homo sapiens has been around for many hundreds of thousands of years, but only in the last blip of time were we able to do hieroglyphics and then actually have them persist. So the only way information was exchanged back and forth and remembered was with stories. And so I personally feel that we are, again, just like I talked about, you know, in a previous session with you about visualization and vignettes, mm-hmm. and how it's easier to remember an image, a vignette, than it is to remember words, written words especially. I believe it's also that we are hardwired to pass information along in stories, that we'll remember the story. So that's one advantage. You're talking about podcasts, and you know, what can you do with podcasts? Podcasts are great for storytelling. Corporate storytelling is actually, I think, an unexplored opportunity for us. So we can use podcasts for, you know, recording events and stuff. But you know, as part of knowledge transfer, it might be interesting to think about telling stories. And I know that that's actually a practice that knowledge management people do.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
In audio recording, or just in general, that's part of the storytelling skill is something that you...
As a knowledge transfer. And actually, I have an example I can share. Do I have time
with
you? So, our aerospace business, this was about 3-4 years ago. A package went through. They were going to do, you know, another round of headcount reductions. Mm. And they had a bunch of packages out there. And this older man, he was a tech service engineer, pounced on it, said, "I'm out of here in 2 weeks." And the tech director and the lab manager just panicked, because he was the only one who knew how to do ticks molds. Of nose cones, mm-hmm. of fighter jets. Can you visualize what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's actually a process where we make a product that goes into nose cones, but you have to take a mold of the existing nose cone of a fighter jet to take it back so you can fit our technology in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they said, "Can you get this guy? He's leaving, he will not sit down and write stuff down. Can we record him doing stuff?" And I said, "Well, sure we can. I had at that time a flip camera. I'll show up and I'll record him doing it. But how do we do that?" Well, I said, to make it real, why don't we do it like it's a cooking show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want him not just to stand there and talk about putting the nose cone on a plane. I want him to talk about, show it with his hands. And tech service people, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're teachers. They love to teach. I show up and I said, "Can you make sure that there's someone there to help out with you know, all this stuff? Because I don't really understand nose cone stuff at all. And I'm going to have somebody help him. I cannot put the camera down and do this kind of stuff. Can there be somebody else there to make it real?" And they said, "Sure, we'll have somebody else there." I get there and he has the bench all laid out. He's got all of the different kinds of things he uses to take a splash mold. The gloves, the solvents that are there. He actually has things of cellophane and different kinds of nose cones laid out. And then with him is a younger man who turns out was going to be the receiver of the knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And what he said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go through a tech data sheet with instructions on how to do this. But instead of reading it, I know it by heart. I'm just going to kind of go through it." And he's got a big smile on his face because he's not going to be here next week. He's retired. retired. Mm-hmm. And here's this younger guy who's probably in his late 30s. They're together, and they both got their good jackets on and I'm recording. And he gets right into education mode. He's talking about putting on, you know, you gotta put on the gloves, and you gotta, he talks, it holds up the different nose cones. But guess what he starts to do? That's not in the tech data sheet. He goes, well, you know the reason you gotta put on these gloves, because the solvent, it really cures within a few minutes. I remember a time when we, and then humidity affects the cure rate. Mm-hmm. So the more humid it is, the faster it cures. He said, I remember a time when we were on the tarmac in some South American country. I'll say Colombia. And we were fitting a nose cone, and I didn't wear the gloves. And I'm on the top of a ladder, and I'm sticking this thing on here, and before I knew it, my hands froze to the cone.
Oh, God.
And I'm on top of this really tall ladder at an airport, and the plane has to move. And you can visualize this guy stuck on there, how embarrassing, and he's got purple goo all over his hand. So he said, and that's why it's important to always wear gloves and cover it immediately, your mold, with cellophane.
So
how did he do that? He told the story. The young guy was there, just like you, he had the reaction. We kind of chuckled a little bit, but I bet you he's never going to not use gloves, and he's always going to have a thing of cellophane when it's his turn to do a nose cone.
Yeah, because I just learned from that person's mistake, and I visualized it. It's almost like I made that mistake.
So he transferred knowledge, mm-hmm. and he did it in an entertaining way. And as humans, we just prove the point that we can visualize a story and we'll learn. Now, yes, that's documented and written, mm-hmm. right? How to apply rose gold. Be sure, warning, put on gloves and don't do that, right? And you'll have it. But you might have to read it first and stuff. But when you're in the field, you can't keep taking this thing out and looking at it when you're balancing on your tippy toes on this thing, making this
on
kind
the
of
ladder
thing.
And the jet fighter and the, on the tarmac. Yes.
So that was an example of knowledge transfer. And using storytelling for that is great. You can't sit down to somebody and say, okay, transfer knowledge. Tell me all the stories of your whole life. Mm-hmm. You have to actually, it's a whole practice, if you're going to actually engineer one of these things, to actually cultivate out of them and pull out of them what are the great stories you want them to talk about, because they don't have time to sit down and tell you everything. Mm-hmm. And in the corporate world, people are gone. Yeah, I'm being transferred to another country, or I'm being transferred to another lab. I'm not going to be around to tell you my stories forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of plan that, especially if you're retiring.
And we have that's going to be a big issue for us at 3M. We have a lot of people who are retiring soon.
Yeah.
And I hear those issues about how do we make sure that knowledge gets transferred.
And, you know, there's this explicit, you know, this tacit knowledge that's written down. But we do a pretty good job of documenting that stuff. It's the undisclosed knowledge, it's the anecdotal knowledge, it's the stories
mm-hmm.
that are missing. Mm-hmm. And there's an efficiency in storytelling that you cannot get just from written text and recorded videos.
You used a word that many people would not use, and why they would say stories are not helpful. You used the word efficient. And you just showed how efficient it was in that story with the nose cone and him getting stuck. How efficient that piece of transferring that knowledge was.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he learned the hard way, and someone else won't learn that way.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's online. We put it at that time we didn't have the video library, so I actually had the video embedded in a wiki page. But it was really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's gone. I don't know where he is now. And I don't know what happened to the young guy. I'm hoping it worked. But I enjoyed hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go on. I have a million stories.
I'll have to come back again.
Yeah.
I have to come back again. Thank you.
All right.
The 3M Technical Community, where we reject the ordinary, share ideas fearlessly, and discover opportunity in unexpected places.